continue to find ways to win. One night, they're hitting bombs left and right. Another night, they're holding on to 1-0 leads, and the bullpen continues to do its job. For the Pigs, this was a game that they might have found a way to lose earlier in the season. But tonight, despite struggling with runners in scoring position, they held on long enough for a 1-0 victory over the Rochester Red Wings. The Iron Pigs are now 24-13 on the year. Rochester falls to 17-15. Not a whole lot of highlights for you in this one. And in fact, only one offensive highlight. And that came in the top of the fourth inning when J.P. Crawford hit his first home run of the year.
And the offering is swung on and launched high in the air right field. Did he get enough? Palka's back. He's at the track. He's at the wall. Forget about it. It's out of here. J.P., see you later into the bullpen.
Now, believe it or not, that's the lone run of the game. Everything else was just the Pigs escaping from trouble, or Kyle Gibson as well. And credit to Kyle Gibson, who pitched quite well for the Red Wings. But in the top of the fifth inning, the Pigs were looking to get even more runs across the board. Hector Gomez led off with a single, got to second after Florimond flew out. Roman Quinn hit a double. J.P. Crawford was then basically intentionally walked, but Jorge Alfaro struck out, and then Dylan Cousins would fall victim to Kyle Gibson.
It all started on an infield single by Gomez leading off the inning. He's on third, Quinn on second, Crawford on first, the 1-2. Call for a strike. A fastball, a two-seamer that tailed back over the inside corner, and a huge couple of strikeouts against 3 and 4 in the lineup to keep Gibson right alive in this game.
Pigs unable to scratch across another run in the top of the fifth inning. So we fast forward to the bottom of the sixth inning as Aaron Nola was continuing to pitch incredibly well. He went 1-2-3 in that inning, which started with a J.P. Shuck strikeout, an Engelb Vilma ground out, and then Zach Greinke would end the bottom half of the sixth inning with a ground out.
Corner pinched at third as Nola fires in, swung on a ground ball, chopped to first, knocked down by Hoskins on a short hop, a tricky one. He picks it up right by the base and plops that red cleat right down on first, and that'll do it. That'll retire Granite and end another effective inning on a 3 unassisted putout for a third straight 3 up and 3 down frame.
Nola got through the sixth, but in the seventh, he would need some help. After the Pigs tried to do a little more work in the top half of the seventh, they were unable to get a run across despite getting two on with only one out and being unable to score. In the bottom half of the seventh, Tommy Field opened up the inning with a double, took third on a wild pitch, but Matt Haig would strike out, Byung-ho Park would pop up, and then the newest Iron Pig, Casey Fien, got the big out of Daniel Palka, striking out.
Fien looks to third, and the 2-2 to Palka, called third strike. How do you like that? Officially, welcome to Lehigh Valley for Casey Fien, and Palka's livid about the call, having some words with home plate umpire Shane Livensparger.
Casey Fien, welcome to the Iron Pigs with a big, big out. In the top of the eighth inning, Cousins, Hoskins, and Williams went 1-2-3, striking out at the plate. And then in the bottom of the eighth inning, the Pigs got some good defense from Nick Williams after a Mitch Garver ground out. Nico Goodrum made a bid to try and get a big hit, but Nick Williams' defense and his glove turned him away.
Now the pitch here swung on, blooped in shallow right field. Here comes Williams. Williams dives. Williams makes the catch, a sliding catch, coming cleat first back towards the infield, plucking it off the grass blades and robbing a base hit away from Goodrum.
A huge defensive play for Nick Williams, because after that, J.B. Shuck would ground out, and that would end the bottom half of the eighth inning. The Pigs, despite a Pedro Florimond two-out single in the top half of the ninth inning, would get nothing going. And that would mean Pedro Beata would have to do the job in the bottom of the ninth inning. And do it he did. He got Vilma to strike out, Granite to pop up, and then Tommy Field became the victim, the latest victim, of the Iron Pigs as they grabbed their 10th win in a row.
It'll be a 1-1 by Beato. And he wheels and deals, swung on, hit in the air, right field deep. And Williams seems to have a play in the corner by the track, reaches up, makes the catch. Ball game over. Los Cerritos Huelan. Pigs fly. To a 10. Count them. 10 game winning streak. The longest by a Phillies AAA affiliate since April of 2006.
And that, in April of 2006, wasn't even the Iron Pigs. That was the Scranton Rail Riders when they were the AAA affiliate of the Phillies. So, this is now the longest winning streak in Iron Pigs history. It was 7 until yesterday when they won Game 1 of the doubleheader. Then they won Game 2 of the doubleheader. And then they won today. 10 wins in a row for the Iron Pigs. 11 games over 500. The final line for the Pigs, a run on 7 hits and no errors. Masterful pitching job by the Iron Pigs staff tonight. No runs for Rochester on only 2 hits and no errors. The Pigs were 0 for 6 with runners in scoring position. They left 9 on base. The Red Wings were 0 for 3. They left 2 on base. For Aaron Nola, his first win since he was originally on the Iron Pigs a couple years back. He's 1-0, and that should probably be it for Nola in his time here with the Iron Pigs as he aims to rehab his way back up to the Phillies. 6 1/3 innings. He threw 83 pitches. He was on a target to be between 80 and 85. 83, I think, the perfect number. 2 hits, no runs, 1 walk, and 7 strikeouts. Casey Fien, who got his first hold as an Iron Pig pitcher, 2/3 of an inning, 1 strikeout. Pat Venditti, his third hold, another masterful inning out of Venditti, 1 inning, nothing across the board. And for Beato, his 10th save of the year, an inning and a K. Kyle Gibson, the tough luck loser, 6 1/3, 6 hits, 1 run, it was earned, 4 walks, a strikeout. 4 walks, 10 strikeouts, and the home run to J.P. Crawford. Kevin Chapman, an inning and 2/3, no hits, 3 strikeouts. And Drew Rachinski, 1 inning, 1 hit, 2 strikeouts. Final time of the game, quick compared to a lot of our other games this past week. 2 hours and 34 minutes out in front of 3,801 fans at Frontier Field, where it was 66 degrees and clear. That is your happy recap for the Iron Pigs, who win 10 games in a row by defeating the Rochester Red Wings, 1-0. Pigs and Beato each getting their special number 10 tonight. Beato his 10th save. The Pigs their 10th win in a row as they jump out to 24-13. And in the standings, it looks like this now. The Pigs are 4 games ahead of the Buffalo Bisons, and 4.5 games ahead of the Rochester Red Wings. Pigs fly 1-0. They win their 10th in a row.